In the U.S., the New York terrorist attacks demonstrated that defending national security is complex. It includes not only the military and the border patrol, but emergency rooms, firefighters, and cell phone networks and computer servers. We're all aware of how interconnected we are now in terms of telephones, power grids, information sharing, commerce over the internet. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon is interested in creating a new kind of National Guard to protect the country's communication and information infrastructure. It would be put into action when high technology systems are attacked or are overwhelmed. He'd call it a National Emergency Technology Guard, NetGuard.
There are a variety of ways that we ought to be following up. For example, the Red Cross was the first place that many persons turned to on September 11th, on the day of the attack. The Red Cross was inundated with massive, information flows, offers of help, and those, needing help. The system's voicemail and email filled up and crashed. I mean, information flow just became a bottleneck. NetGuard, for example, could quickly put in place a backup system to expand the system's capacity to process offers of help and to match the help those who needed it.
One of the things that happened on September 11th was that telephone service for a large part of New York went out. Our affiliate in New York, WNYC, was off the air because there were towers on top of the World Trade Center. Would that be the kind of thing you're thinking about? Cantor Fitzgerald and other big financial firms that had tremendous amount of records and communications and whatnot that were located in that building.
That's exactly the kind of area we're going to look at. And let's remember how basic it was. The Verizon Hub building in Lower Manhattan was badly damaged and lost power. And all of this was taking place at a time when the network faced twice the normal call volume. In fact, many calls coming in the city had to be blocked in order to save capacity for emergency communications. We're going to be looking at communications issues first, and it will be a series of hearings to look at the technology aspects of what happened September 11th.
Who would staff such an organization?
Well, what I have picked up from the technology sector is that they are willing to do much of this as a voluntary contribution to our country. These are intensely patriotic people. What I've been told again and again by leaders in the field is we will donate equipment, we will donate people, and with a modest role for government in terms of information sharing and coordination of the services and the kind of logistics assistance that's needed to make sure that people don't step on each other in these kinds of emergencies, I think the role for government can be really quite modest, and that the private sector will do much of the heavy lifting.
Do you think this is something that's at all likely to happen? I mean, the Congress had tied itself up in knots over doing something that most Americans indicated they wanted done, and that is to change the way in which baggage and passengers are screened at airports. I mean, you would essentially be creating yet another government entity, something the Congress appears averse to doing.
I think we're going to have very significant bipartisan support because I've emphasized the role for the private sector and the fact that you're going to be using a lot of the brains and the talent and the energy from the private sector. Right away, that makes a lot of members comfortable that this is not just going to be some huge new government agency. The role for government, I think, can be targeted in a very specific kind of way in terms of logistical support, organization, making sure in advance there is a clear chain of command so that people know how to deal with it. And the Bush administration has been very supportive and very interested.
Senator Wyden, thank you very much for talking to us.
Okay, good talking.
Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon. Senator Wyden is chairman of the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Science and Technology.